Begin the current daf, Masechtas Tanya's daf dal. Begin on the second line down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, that is, Rava continues a related statement to his last statement. That is, we had been discussing regarding, as Masechta opened up, Mashab Racham Arad Geshem, Gevurus Geshamim, different things about the elements, the clouds, the winds that come after the rain, how they're beneficial just as much as the rain itself. And then Rava got into a discussion about different things that are beneficial regarding the climate and the environment. And the last thing he said was that Urpila, which is the small little raindrops, are beneficial even for the small little pieces of seeds that are there under clumps of the earth where it starts to sprout already through the cracks. Now, related to this idea about Urpila, Rava says, and that's where we continue on the current daf, Haitzuva Mirabban, this young, sharp Talmudic scholar, Dami Lepartzida de Tutikala, he's similar to this statement we had mentioned before regarding these seeds that are underneath these clods of earth. And that is, how is he similar to that? The Kimin de Novat, because once he starts to sprout and come out, which we said just a few little drops already helps with that already, which can be the corollary regarding the Torah, which helps the Talmudic scholar, once he starts growing a little bit, Novat, then he already become great. And that is just like the seeds start sprouting, and once it starts sprouting, it starts going forth. So to Talmud Chacham, once his name gets out, he becomes greater and greater and greater. Vam Rava, another statement from Rava related to this about a Tzurim Rabban, a Talmud Chacham, Haitzum Rabban der Rasach, regarding a young Talmudic scholar that gets very, very excited, he gets very upset. So he says, Ayraisuhu dekomartachale, it's his Torah that's making him get upset. And that is because he has this expanded heart because of his Torah learning. So he thinks about things deeper and feels it more sensitively than other people. And as Rashi explained, what Rav is trying to say is that we have to be done the Talmud Chacham Makav Schos meritorious, and that is because why are you getting so excited? It's his Torah that gets him so sensitive and understanding regarding what's going on in his environment. Shem, like it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Halakoy Devar Ka'esh No Hashem. Hashem says, behold, my words of Torah are like fire, and therefore it heats up the person's entire body. So if you're wondering why the young Talmud Chacham is getting so excited, so upset, it's the words of Torah that's doing it. Similarly, Vam Rav Ashi says, Kol Talmud Chacham Shein Kasher Kaparazel. Any Talmudic scholar that's not harsh like iron, meaning he's not someone that's very particular and very harsh like iron, then any Talmud Chacham essentially is not really a Talmudic scholar. Shem, like it says over there in that pasuk that we just quoted, Ukapatish Yefaititzela, that the Torah is like a hammer that smashes rocks, and the same thing is the Talmudic scholar has to be kasher kabazel, and therefore that's part of his character. Now, Amalei Rabbi Rav Ashi, however, he said that Atun Mahasa Masnidla, you learn it off from there, and Anam Mahacha Masnidla, we learn it off from a different pasuk. So, like I said, the pasuk in Devarim, Eretz Asher Afenera Varzel, the land that its rocks, its stones are iron. Now, Al Tikra Avanel, don't read it Avanel, its stones. Elaboineha, rather its builders, which is a reference to Talmid Chachamim, who they build and they support the world. That's what we said, that it's Avanah, it's Bainim, the land who has its builders of Eretz Yisrael, are Barzel, are hard like iron. Again, the same idea that they have to have that in their character because of the Torah. Now, the Gemara does conclude, however, Amar Avina, Afel Hach, in spite of this, that we find that they get very upset and they're very particular and they're hard like iron. A person has to teach himself to be calm. Shemaka says a pasuk in Kehelas, Vahasar Kasim Lebecha Begrim, that one has to remove anger from his heart, etc. So although there is this element of Rischa, of Kasha, like Barzel, but still one has to teach oneself to remove the anger from his heart. Now the Gemara continues, and since because a related statement will be of Rebbe Rechia, who's going to be talking about rain, so that's why it says over here, as the context of these dafim of the opening of the Masechta, is talking about rain. So there were three individuals that had asked inappropriately. Two of them were responded in spite of that appropriately. And however, one of them was responded to in a similar inappropriate way. And these are them. Eliezer Ever Avram, who is the servant of Avram Avinu. B'shol ben Kish, who is Shol HaMelech, and B'yivtach HaGiladi, and that is, as the Gemara explains, Eliezer Eber Avram D'chsev is a pasuk in Bereishis, which opens up and says that Uvenois Anshei Ha'ir Yetzis, which Eliezer was talking to Hashem and says, look, and the daughters of the city that come out, and he continued and he said, V'haya Nara Sha'omila, that let it be the maiden that I'm going to tell her, Hati No Kadech V'Germa, that please lean over your jug, and that I could drink from that let her be the one that's going to be the wife for my master's son, that of Yitzchak. Now, what it sounds like from his words were that whichever maiden comes out first from this city and I tell her to let me drink, she's the one that I was trying to divinely have it ordained that she'll be the one. Now, that the Gemara says, that would sound like that no matter who the girl is, even if she be lame or blind, because he didn't specify in his request what she should be, and therefore it could sound like whoever's the first girl, even if she has a mum, a blemish, and he won't differentiate, and he'll take her as a wife, which is inappropriate, because Yitzchak Avinu shouldn't have such a wife. In spite of that, Heshivu Kaigan, still he was responded to from HaKadosh Baruch Hu appropriately, Benizdamli Rivka, and he had the Rivka Emeinu, the great Tzadekis, that was the one that came out and filled that role. Shol ben Kish, we have that he had asked Osto inappropriately. This is like says the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says, "V'hoyo ish asher yakenu." Shol said, "Whoever's going to be the man that's going to kill Goliath, Yashrena Hamelech Isher Gadol, the king will make him very wealthy. The esbitu yitnayin, he's going to give his daughter to whoever it is that kills Goliath." Now, Yochla fila evra fila mamzer, that would sound like no matter who it is that kills Goliath, even if it be a slave, even if it be an illegitimate child, that he'll give his daughter to such a person, which is inappropriate. However, Hishivu Kahigin ben Zemli David. However, he was still responded to appropriately, and they got the great David HaMelech, the King David, that became his son-in-law. However, Yiftach HaGiladi, he had also asked inappropriate. That's like it says the Pasuk in Shaiftim, where there the Pasuk says that V'hoya HaYotze Asher Yotze Midalsei Beis Yibugai. He said that whoever is going to be the first thing that comes out of the doors of my house, so there the Pasuk continues, and he says that they're going to come out likrasi towards me, b'shuvi v'shalom b'mnei Ammon, when I come back, peace and peace from fighting the people of Ammon. B'hoyel Hashem, and that thing will be for Hashem. V'alisuhu oyla, and I'll bring that as a carbon oyla to Hashem. Now, that's inappropriate to say such a thing, that the first thing that comes out of his house, if he's victorious in his war, he'll bring to Hashem as an oyla, because yachal fila davar tami. That would sound like, even if something that's impure, like a dog or like a swine, and his shivush like again, he was responded to inappropriately because he had asked inappropriately. Which nizdam lebita, the first thing that came out to him when he was came back victorious was his daughter came out to him, and that's what he brought as a carbon. Which behind the kamalu navli son. Now this is what the prophet said to the Jewish people, a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hatzari ein begilad, is there no balm in Gilad? Im roife ein sham, is there no healer over there? Now, from the fact that we see that the pasuk, which was the message from Hashem, was derisive about this, where it said Hatzori and Megillah, was there no way of fixing the situation? In other words, we see that from heaven they were not pleased that he was bringing his daughter, so to speak, as a carbon. Where because there was Pinchas over there, who could have been matir his neder, although he took a vow, his oath could have been nullified. But the problem was that Yiftach didn't want to go to Pinchas because of his great gaiva. He says, who am I? I'm going to be the leader of the Jewish people. I'm going to have to go to Pinchas. And Pinchas didn't want to go to Yiftach, as the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabba. And therefore, they didn't end up nullifying the nether. And his daughter was brought, as so to speak, as a carbon oilam. Now, Uchsiv, it says in the Sefer Yirmiyah also, regarding the parasha that talks about the different bamos of those who served the Avodah Zarah of Baal, where they would burn their children in the fire, Hashem says, "Ashalay tzivisa, I've never commanded this. V'loy dibarte, I never said this. V'loy osalib, I never entertained this idea," which is, I never said, because although people might say, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell Yiftach, Mesha, and Avram, and that's what these three responses are telling. I never said that someone should bring their child as a carbon. As the Gemara explains, the first time, "Ashalay tzivisa, that I never commanded," that's a reference to Zeb b'noy shel Mesha melech Moav, where he says, I never commanded him to burn his son in the fire. Shanem, like it says, the Pasuk in Malachim Beis, that that's what he did. He brought his firstborn son that was supposed to be king after him. But Yelo Oil, and he brought him as carbon oil, where his intention was for heaven. He thought that would appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Leitzi Visi, I never wanted anyone to bring their child as a carbon. And then the next terminology, "Veloy dibartin," I never spoke this, say Yiftach, that's a reference to what we're speaking about over here, that he had said an inappropriate request, whoever's going to be the first one coming out, and it was his daughter, and he brought her as the carbon oil, and says, I didn't want that either. Where the Targum defines this as both Pinchas and Yiftach in the derogatory fashion, where we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want his daughter, because it was denigrating them in that fashion, that what I mean, there was no reife, they could have been matter the neder, And obviously it's because they just didn't want to go to each other. And we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo dibarti, I never said this. I didn't want this from him, that he should bring his daughter as a korban olam. And finally, the last reference, Lo yosa libi, I never entertained this, so to speak. Say Yitzchak ben Avram. That's a reference to the famous Maisa Akedah of Avram Avinu bring his son Yitzchak, which is, although that I did command him, that's why it's not in the reference Ashalei Tzivisi, it's just Lo yosa libi. And that's because I never entertained it that he should sacrifice and slaughter his son. It was just to test him because of the prosecutor, which is the Satan, as the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin of Peitesim Abayz, where it says over there, Vayihi Achar Hadvar Ma'il, was after these words. What are these words? It means after the words of the Satan, who says, look at this big party he made, and all for his son, and for you, for nothing. And Hashem says, what do you mean? Everything that is his, is that he wants, is for his son, and he'll give up his son for me. And again, that was also Libby. I never entertained to actually have Yitzchak brought as a carbon. But however, again, the one of them that was inappropriate, which Hashem says I never wanted, that was Yiftach again, which was one of the three who had asked inappropriately, where Yiftach was the one that was answered in an inappropriate fashion. Similar, Amar B'Yachi says, Af Knesset Yisrael Shalosh Shleikagen. The Klal Yisrael also had asked inappropriate, which is the reason why we introduced this discussion of asking appropriate, where it's in reference of the context we're discussing of asking for rain. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiva Kagan, in spite of that, even though they asked inappropriate, Hashem responded appropriately. Hashem, like it says in Pasuk in Hoshea, that the Jewish people said, V'nei Din, that we should know, Nir Defol Ladas Hashem, that we should run after to understand Hashem, Keshachar Noch and Maitzei, like in the morning we find it as we could find it, and that it should come as rain to us. No. Amalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, Biti, my daughter, Atcha Elas Davar, you're asking for something, which is rain, Shepa'am Misbakish, Upam En Misbakish. Sometimes it's desirable, yeah, but sometimes it's not desirable, because we know that rain, for example, in the summer months, is a curse. It's not desired because it ruins the crop which was already reaped. However, even though you asked inappropriate, but I'm going to be for you something, which is always desirable, which is like dew, which is always desirable, even in the summer months. Shem, like it says, so I will be like dew for the Jewish people. So even though they asked Shloi Kagan, they were responded to Kagan. Now the Gemara tells us, another time they had asked inappropriately. Because Amar Lefanav, the Jewish people said to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Master of the World, which is a quote from a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, place me, the Jewish people, like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm. Now, I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to them, beat to my daughter. You're asking, you're asking for something. Sometimes it's visible. When the person is naked, then the arm is seen and the area opposite the heart is visible. But sometimes it's not visible, for example, when the person is clothed. However, I will make myself for you something that's always visible. Shemaka says the passage in Yeshaya, Hein al kapayim chakoisach. Behold, on my palms I have engraved you. Meaning to say, something that's always visible, where the hand is always seen. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, although you ask Shalai Kagan, however, he responded to Kagan saying that I'll make you a chasim even on the palm of my hand. Now, the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah from the beginning of the Sechta that said, Ein shal nesigisham. After it discussed the machlekes between Rav Leza and Rabbi Shua regarding when is it that we mask a gvurz kesham of mashiv ruach merda geshem, is it from the first day of Sukkot, is it from the last day of Sukkot? But then the Mishnah continued with this enigmatic statement, and as the Gemara will explain what exactly is the reference to. However, we do not ask for the rain only when it's samach to the gesham, only when it's near the time of the rain. So the Gemara says that savrua, they assume, the Talmid Chacham that were discussing this Mishnah, that she'eila v'haskar chadimilsi, that requesting rain and mentioning rain is the same thing. In other words, this that the Mishnah is saying that we do not ask for rain means to say that we're not even masker the Geshem. We don't mention it, meaning we don't say Masher Baruch Hamer the Geshem unless it's near the time of the rain. Hence, the Gemara's question was, Man Tana, so who is the Tana that says that only when it's time for the rain do we mention the rain, but not before that? So Rabbi says, it's one of the two disputants in the first half of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshuahi, Da'ama Meshas HaNachasai, who he said, that when do you start saying Masher Baruch Hamer Geshem, which is the Haskaras of Gurus Geshem, when you place down the lulav, which is on the eighth day, which is near the time of the rain, which comes right after Sukkot, because we know during Sukkot it's a sign of Klala. So from then and on is the time of the rain. Therefore must be that the one who's saying that statement, which doesn't say who's saying it in our Mishnah, must be like Yeshua. Only Abaya says, Nafilatim Reliyaz, you could say that the Tana in our Mishnah that's saying this statement, that you don't ask for rain unless it's near the time of the rain, is even Rabbi Eliezer, who he said that it starts all the way in the beginning of Sukkot. And the reason is because Sheil Luchud, asking for rain is one thing, meaning when you say in the Baruch HaBaruch HaLeinu, B'Sein Tal Matal Avracha, that has to be near the time of rain, because when you're asking for it, that's when you want it. Baskar Luchud, however, just mentioning the rain is something else. That's already in the beginning of Sukkot. That could be that they'll say Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem, so it's not contradictory that it's Reb Eliezer who says that you mentioned it already in the beginning. However, they're asking for it, B'Sein Tal Matal Avracha, which is asking not just Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem, mentioning the praise of Hashem, that has to be near that time. They could tell me that those that say that a similar type of a version, just it switches Abaye and Rava, that the Gemara had said, not Rava, that Lema, let's say, and we continue on Talmud Beis, Rabbi Yeshua Hi Da'am M'Shas Nachasi, let's say the one who's saying that line on Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua, who says that's when you put down the lulav, which at the end of Sukkot, that's when you start asking for the rain, because he says you only mentioned the Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem at the end. On that Amar Rav, it was Rav who said, no, I feel Tim Rabbi Yezer, you could even say it's Rabbi Yezer, because Shei Luchud, Baskar Luchud, as Abaye had said in the first version, that no, that there's a difference between asking and mentioning. Asking, you ask only at the end, meaning near the time of the rain, but mentioning, you could mention already in the beginning of Sukkot. Now then the Mishnah concluded a third opinion, as we had already elaborated on the previous staff, although it sounded like that Rabbi Yehuda was explaining Rabbi Shua's opinion of the last day, the Gemara proved that it was talking about a different Rabbi Shua ben Beseira. So on that, he brings a third opinion regarding when do you begin Gufrus Gesham. Rabbi Eliezer says from the beginning. Rabbi Yeshua says the last day. Rabbi Yehuda, he says that Ha'ivr Lefnei HaTeva V'chulu, he says that the one who davened for the Amid from Musaf, not Shacharis, from Musaf on Shemini Atzeres, he begins saying Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem. And then when one concludes, is that the first one davening, meaning Shacharis, on the first day of Pesach, you still say Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem. But the one davening last, that of Musaf, then you don't say anymore Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem. That begins the summer season. Now regarding the second half of his statement, regarding up until when does one say the Maskirin of Gevurah Geshamim, the Gemara asks for a minute, the Gemara asks from the coming Mishnah on the next daf, where the Mishnah says that Ad Mosei Shal Nesek Gesham, up until when does one ask, does one make the request for the rain, meaning when is the end of the winter season? On that Rabbi Huda says, until Pesach passes by. In other words, that the entire Chalosh Al-Mayid, the intermediary days of Yom Tov, you say V'sein Talamata. He says, Atshayav Nisan, up until the end of Nisan, where as the Mishnah explains on the coming down, the reason for his opinion. But one thing we see is, Rabbi Yehuda says that you mentioned V'sein Talamata L'Vracha up until the end of Pesach. So how does he say in our Mishnah that one says it only up until Shacharis of the first day, when then on the next mission he says, you say throughout Pesach. Some Rav Chiz says, Loi Kasha, it's not a contradiction. Kan Lishlo, Kan Lahaska. One mission is talking about requesting for rain, B'Sein Talamad L'Bracha, and one is talking about just mentioning the rain, the Shemach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem, as the Gemara explains. Mishal Shal V'Azal. Regarding requesting the rain, one continues asking, B'Sein Talamad L'Bracha, on the days that are weekday of the Chalosh HaMayid, up until the end of Pesach, which is as the term of that Mishnah on Daf Hei is saying, Ad Mosei Shailin, up until when do you request for rain? But Lahaskir, B'yam Tavrishan Pasuk, regarding mentioning the Shvach of Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem, that one stops on the first day of Pesach, which is on the one who daven Shacharis, he's the last one to say it, and therefore it's not a contradiction. Now that Omer Ula Ula comments regarding the resolution of Rav Chisda. He says, Hadu Rav Chisda Kasha, this resolution of Chizda is as harsh, and he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, "Kechemis lashenayim, like vinegar to the teeth, uchashon lainayim, and like smoke to the eyes," because he says as follows: he said, "Uma b'makom shein eshal, if in a place where one does not make a request for rain, which is on the last day of the Yom Tov Sukkot, where a person doesn't yet daven a weekday davening, so he's not making the request, which is only in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu Berachas Hashanah, which you don't say on the Yom Tov, yet maskir." Yet still then already you mentioned the Haskara of Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem, which is as Rabbi Yehuda had said, that the last one, meaning the one of Musaf, already starts mentioning Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem at Shemini Atzeres. If so, B'makom Sheshel, then at a time when you even make a request, meaning on Chol HaMoed of Pesach, which as he says on the coming Mishnah, that you do mention it, Ein Adin Shei Masker, doesn't it make sense to say that for sure you're going to be Masker and say Mashav Ruach HaMayad HaGeshem? Because we find that when you are going to be there are times when you're going to be shayil, you're going to be masker. But we see that time that you're going to be masker, you're not going to be shayil. So here where you're going to be shayil doesn't make sense that for sure you're going to be masker. So how could you say you end Mashbarach Meir Degeshem on the first day of Pesach if you continue asking all the way through the Yom Tov of Sukkot, where we the Yom Tov of Pesach, where we find that Zechira is better than Sheila because you started off with Zechira when you're not even doing Sheila yet, when you're not even asking yet. So therefore, Elama Ula, rather Ula argues, and he says, Trei Tanoi, Lib Rebbe Yehuda, it's a machlaikis. These two Mishnais, our first Mishnah and this next Mishnah, are arguing the two different opinions in the name of Rebbe Yehuda. One of them says, Atshayavra HaPesach, until the end of Pesach, you continue asking, and yes, most definitely, you continue saying, Mashruach HaMedekeshem. Over the town of our Mishnah, who says that you will only ask up until Pesach, but you can't, once Pesach starts, you don't say anymore the Bracha Baruch Aleinu. But the Haskara, Mashbaruch Amar Dageshem, which comes in the second Bracha of Tchias HaMesim, which you do say, even though Yom Tov Davening, that you mention a little bit later, up until the one who's Davening Shachris on the first day of Pesach, but on Musab is when you stop. And there was no contradiction, because actually Machlok is two different opinions in the Rebbe Yehuda. However, the Gemara brings a third opinion. Rabbi Yosef Abba, he wants to answer, Mai Atshayavra Pesach. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean in the coming Mishnah when he says Atshayavra Pesach, which we said that's contradictory to what he says in our Mishnah, where he says it's only up until the first day, and then he goes ahead and says next Mishnah until the end of Pesach. It doesn't mean until the end of Pesach. It means Atshayavra Shlich Tzibur Rishon Hayeri B'yamtav Rishon Shel Pesach. It means up until the end of the first one davening for the Amid on the first day of Pesach, which essentially is like the other Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who he says that, yes, the Rishon, the first one that's davening, who is the Baal Shachar, he mentions it, and the Achron, the last one, the one Baal Musaf, doesn't mention it. And there was not a contradiction, they actually mean the same thing. But Amalei Abaye says, how can you say that that's what he means in the next Mishnah, that's a reference to the first person davening on the first day of Yom Tov Pesach, but She'ela B'Yom Tov Mi'ika? He's talking about She'ela, as we said, which is B'Sin Talamot L'Vracha. Now, do we daven a weekday davening on the first day of Yom Tov that you're going to say Atshayavra Pesach means to say until it's over the Zman of the first Shliach Tzibra of the Tefillah of the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach? But there's no request. It must be throughout the entire Pesach, where then you can have some Chol HaShemayid, which have weekday davenings that you'll be able to say for St. Talamat Levracha. So Malay says, in yes, no, you do have requests on a Yom Tov, on the first day of Yom Tov, and therefore I could say it's the same thing, because Shoyel Meturgeman, the one who interprets, he gives this drasha, he is going to say the bracha of requests, and he's going to be mentioning the request of rain on the first day of Yom Tov, and therefore it's the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that only in the morning of the first day of Pesach do you still make requests, and that you still mention Mashbaruch Meir Degeshem. Now, however, on that thing we're asked, would the interpreter, who, yes, he's going to give a drasha and he might say different things, is he going to ask things for the public that they don't need anymore? And that is, since this is the time of when we stop mentioning it, it's not proper to ask something for the tzibah that they don't need anymore. Why would we ask? There's no more. We're stopping to even mention in the rain. And therefore, the Gemara concludes, El Machvarta Kedula must be like Ula had said, that it's a machlekes tanoim Rebbe Yehuda, because to say that it's a reference to Meturgeman, oh, he's going to make this request for rain on the first day, why would we make requests anymore if you're already stopping? Meaning, on every Yom Tov, it makes sense to make the request, because we don't stop until tomorrow. But now to make the request when we're not even mentioning the rain anymore, we don't want it anymore, and therefore it doesn't make sense that we'd be asking for it, unless you say that it's a machlokes tanoim, and actually that other Tana, like Ula says, holds that, yeah, you mentioned rain all the way till the end of Pesach, and therefore you'll still request the rain up until the end of Pesach. Rabbi Amar, he wants to say a fourth interpretation as a resolution for this contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "My Atshayavra Pesach, what does it mean up until the end of Pesach?" He means, Atshayavra Zman Shechitas Pesach. Actually, it's earlier. It's not until the end of Pesach. It means up until the end of the time when you slaughter the Karm Pesach, which is on midday of the 14th of Nisan, which is before Pesach. That's up until when you make requests for rain. Now, however, regarding the mentioning of Mashbaruch Meir Degeshem, that will be up until noon, of which is the Baal Shachris, on the 15th of Nisan, on Pesach itself. Now, what Yehuda is teaching is that already on Mincha Ner of Pesach, although that we're still making a weekday davening, you will not go ahead and say B'Sin Talamata. Now, although we're going to still be mentioning the rain about Mashbaruch Meir Degeshem up until Musaf tomorrow, we stop asking for the rain already on Mincha from before Yom Tov. However, regarding the just mentioning it, you could mention it still on Yom Tov, up until the Tefillah of Musaf of the first day of Yom Tov. Now, what would be the reason for this discrepancy, why we would do that? If you still have a weekday tefillah and you're still mentioning rain, why wouldn't we ask for rain b'seinat ha'lamater on the mincha? And that is, again, he's interpreting that Ashrayama Pesach means up until when it's the time of the Karban Pesach, which is afternoon on the 14th. That's when you already stop asking. Now, why would we stop? Why wouldn't we say it in that mincha? Because it's still a weekday davening. Because he says, u'ketchilasa kein seifa, because the way we start is the way we end. What does that mean? Matchilasa maskir, just like when we start, then we mention. In other words, we already start saying the Haskara, which is a reference to Masha Ruch Merda Geshem, on the last day of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Now that's Afa Pishe in the Shail. That's in spite of the fact that you didn't make a request yet for rain, because you don't say Baruch Aleinu on the Yom Tov Davin. You only start the day after Sukkos. So Af Seifei Masker Afa Pishe in the Shail, that's the same thing by the end, that you'll still be mentioning it, Masha Ruch Merda Geshem, even though you're not going to ask. In other words, what that's coming to say is that you're not going to make a request for Mincha of Erev Yom Tov, because we want to have a time when you're going to have just a Haskara and not a Sheila, so you'll be mentioning up until Musaf of the first day of Yom Tov, but the requests already stop before Mincha on Erev Yom Tov. Now that takes care of the question about, which was posed before, that Sheila B'Yom Tov Miyeka, can you have requests on Yom Tov? We're not saying that. We're saying actually that you stop asking already from before Yom Tov, and you still do the Haskara of Mashav Rechem Adigeshem up until Musaf of the first day of Yom Tov on the next day. Now, Amalei Abaya asks on this interpretation. He says, "Bishloim etchilase maskir." In other words, he wants to know how can you compare seifa to tchilase. In other words, just like he wanted to say in the beginning, you have haskara without sheila because it's Yom Tov. So, to the end, we want to have haskara without sheila, and that's why we already stop a day before, and we don't even mention it on the mincha of Yom Tov. But he says, Abaya says, "How could you compare the two?" He says, "Bishloim etchilase maskir." In the beginning, yes, we understand that you mention, meaning you say Masher Ruach Merda Geshem, because Haskara Nami Ritzah Shelehi. What's the point of mentioning? Well, if we're not making a request, why are we saying Masher Ruach Merda Geshem? Why are we mentioning this Shvach of Hashem? That's because it's some type of an appeasement. It's like, first we're Meratza Hashem, and that is we make an appeasement. We say, wow, Hashem, we recognize this greatness of Hashem that it brings rain. Now, but we don't make a request yet because we can't make a request on Yom Tov. However, since we're leading up that after Yom Tov, we'll make the request, so now already on Yom Tov, we can already start mentioning it as an appeasement. So yes, I understand that you'll have a Ritzah without a Bakasha, but regarding the end, why would we mention it? My Ritzah Sheleik, what type of an appeasement is there for the request? And that is, since we're not going to ask anymore, and you already said we already stopped from before noon on the 14th on every Yom Tov, so you already revealed that you don't want it anymore. So why would we make a request? What would be the pshat in that if you're saying that it's really both the Rabbi Huda and it's not a contradiction of the same opinion? But in our Mishnah, where he says you go up until the first day of Yom Tov, that's just mentioning. But request, you stop already from the day before, which is Ashayav Pesach, means up until the time of the Karban Pesach. But if you're not asking for it anymore, then why would you make the mentioning of it? When you're starting it off, it makes sense. You mention it without request because you're leading up to that, but here you already stop. And therefore the Gemara concludes, El Machvarta Kad Ula. All the other three opinions the Gemara has difficulties with, and rather must be like Ula, which is, he was the second opinion mentioned, that must be a Machlokes according to the opinion of Rabbi Huda, if it's up until the first day, or all the way throughout Pesach. Now the Gemara concludes, Amar Basar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Huda, Halacha Fazer Rabbi Huda, who again regarding this that we said Ha'evi Lefnei Atev, he says that it's the first one that says Masher Ruach Merda Geshem, and on Pesach, and the second one doesn't. And regarding starting, it's the Baal Shachris that doesn't yet say it, and it's only by Musaf of Shemini Atzeres that's when we begin saying Masher Ruach Merda Geshem. Now on that the Gemara asked, I'm like Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Asi, who was saying this over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan really say the halachas of Azar like Rabbi Huda, that we start mentioning Masher Ruach Merda Geshem on the last day of Yom Tov, at least the last person? But Vatnan, we learn the Mishnah later on Daf Yod that says b'shleisha b'mar cheshven, on the third day of cheshven, which is after Sukkot, there's Tishrei and then there's cheshven, and that's because that's how he understood that that's the time of the rain. That's shalom nesegut shalom. That's what the Tanakhama says. That's when we start making the request for the rain. He says b'shivabai on the seventh day of Macheshvan. Now v'amr b'laz alach gamuliel hafal alach hafazer like gamuliel, where one does not make the request up until the seventh day of Macheshvan. Now the Gemara assumes right now that there is a corollary. The same thing is when you make the request is when you mention Masher Ruach Merda Geshem. Up until the Gemara will answer that there is a difference later on. Now, however, the Gemara's question is now that how can you say that halacha of Hazik Rabbi Yehuda, that we begin saying Mashal Berachim Ad Geshem on the last day of Sukkah, is if we see the whole entire Tishrei you don't say it. Up until the seventh day in the next month of Cheshvan, only then you start asking for rain. So how can you say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? So Malay, Rabbi Asi responded to him, he says, Gavra, Gavra, Karamas, where you're asking from one person on another? Rabbi Yechanan holds the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Laza holds the halacha is like Rabbi Leah. What type of question is that? That's one answer. Ebaisim, if you want, you could say that actually, like Kash, not a contradiction. Meaning Rabbi Yechanan, Kaholik, Rabbi Laza, that the halacha does follow Rabbi Leah, yet he still says halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Because Khan, Lishol, one of them is talking about when we make the request. Yes, then is like he's that in that context they were talking about like Imlil, that's only on the seventh of Cheshvan. But Kan Lahasker, however, when Rabbi Yechanan said Allah Chazak Yehuda was talking about when we mention we start already Mashal Baruch Mar Degeshem on the last day of Sukkot, and therefore it could be that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabbi Laza, and it's not a contradiction. Now on that the Gemara asks, from Rabbi Yechanan, but however, did Rabbi Yechanan said B'makom Shesheil Masker? He said that wherever it is where we make the request for rain, then we mention the rain. I mean, when we say V'sintal Mat Lavracha, then we're going to be mentioning Mashal Baruch Mar Degeshem. But the inference sounds like that if we're not making the request, we're not saying V'sintal Matar, which is before Zayin Cheshbon, you're saying we're not going to say it, because you're saying Rabbi Yechanan could hold the Rabbi Elazar, that the Halacha falls like Rabbi Leal, that then we're not going to mention Mashal Baruch Mar Degeshem. Now then, how can Rabbi Yechanan say halachas like Rabbi Yehuda that you already stopped mentioning already on the last day of Sukkot, but we don't make the request then, because we said that, first of all, you said we're not going to start till the 7th of Cheshvan, but moreover, we don't make any requests on Yom Tov. So how could we already start mentioning then Mashal Baruch Mar Degeshem? So I think my answer is that, no, when Rabbi Yechanan said that when you make the request, that's when you mention Hahulav Sukkot. That wasn't talking about when you start. You start mentioning already from the last day of Sukkot. And yes, maybe you don't ask up until maybe even Zayin Chesher. However, regarding stopping, and that is when we know the halacha is you stop making the requests for the rain on Erev Pesach, that's what Rabbi Yechanan was saying, that then you also stop mentioning Mashal Baruch Mar Degeshem also on Erev Yom Tov, and that's what he meant when he said, B'makom Shashayel Masker, but if you're not Shayel, then you're not going to mask and you're not going to go even saying any time on Pesach, because since you stopped already from before asking, then you stop mentioning too. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, but the Gemara asked, but we see clearly that Rabbi Yechanan says both. Clearly, one's regarding the beginning and one's regarding the end. So you can't say that what he was saying was just in the context of the ending. We see he says even regarding the beginning. Because Rabbi Yechanan says, Hisch lahasker maskelishol, that when you start making the remembrances of it, when you say Mashal Baruch, then you begin asking, which is obviously in the weekday when you can make a request. Pasig milishal, and when you stop asking, which is on Erev Pesach, then Pasig milahasker, then you stop mentioning, you don't say Mashal Baruch Mar Degeshem anymore. So obviously we see that he cannot hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because he says that you only say the Mashal Baruch Mar Degeshem when you make the request, and you don't make the request on Yom Tov. So how could he say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara gives a different resolution. Eloi kasha. No, it's not a difficulty. Because halon, this is for us. And that is for those in Bavel, that we have the grain and the produce is still out in the field the entire Tishrei. So you're right. That's where Rabbi Yechanan said the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. I mean, he would agree to Rabbi Laza that you're not going to make the request up until the 7th of Cheshvan. And only then do you start mentioning the rain. As Rabbi Yechanan said, that when you start mentioning, that's when you start asking. And you're right, for those in Bavel, it's only going to be on the 7th of Cheshvan. Halahu. This that Rabbi Asi had said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that you already start mentioning on the last day of Sukkot, that was for people in Eretz Yisrael, that they reap their grain in Nisan, and they gather it in the Tishrei. They start mentioning already on the last day of Yom Tov like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what Rabbi Asi had said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the halacha is like him. And therefore, it's not a contradiction. One's Bavel and one's Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Gemara asks, now, Maishno, what would be the difference? In other words, Lididan, for us, that we said for the us and Bavel, that we start mentioning it, because we're saying that we you mention is the same thing as request. It's the same thing Rabbi Yechanan said, both from the beginning and the end. So we only mention on the 7th of Cheshvan when we start asking for it, because the Islam pay Bidavra, because we have produce out in the desert, meaning out in the fields, so therefore we don't want to ask for rain yet, because it's going to ruin it. We didn't bring it in the house yet. And that's why we start later. But for those in Eretz Yisrael, you're right, they already brought in their grain already. So that's why he's saying they could start already on the last day of Sukkot. But there are those who came up to do Alila Regal, which means they come up to Yerushalayim, and if it rains, it's going to be hard for their trip back home. So therefore, they also should hold the back from making the mentioning of rain, which is at the same time as the request, because they don't want rain to come down yet. So why is it different for those in Eretz Yisrael that they start already in the last day of Sukkot? So now the Gemara answers that, rather, ki kama Rabbi Yechanan, when did Rabbi Yechanan say the halachas like a Yehuda, that you already start mentioning it already on the last day of Sukkot? It was bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim. That's when there's no more beis hamikdash around anymore. Where then there is no more oil regalim because there's no beis hamikdash to come visit. And that's when you start mentioning already on the last day of Sukkot. But you're right, when there is a beis hamikdash, then it would be essentially the same as that's bavel, and we would only mention and request mashab ruach and b'sein tal matzor only on the 7th of Cheshvan. Now, the Gemara says, nahash adas lahachi, once you come to that component for the answer, so then you don't have to say that hala and b'halahu, that the 7th of Cheshvan, which was like Rabbi Laz in the name of like Rabbi Gamliel, that you only start on the 7th of Cheshvan. And the other statement from Abasi, name of Yechinon, that it's on the last day of Sukkot, was for those in Eretz Yisrael. Because now you could even say, Hava Hala Dudhu, you could even say that both statements of Rabbi Yechinon was in reference to those in Eretz Yisrael. But like Hashan, still it's not a contradiction. Because Khan, over here, when where he says that it's going to be like Rabbi Lazar, that's Bismansha based on Mikdash Kayim. That's when the Bismansha Mikdash is still around, where there's Oyle Regalim. Then yes, you only start, like Rabbi Gamliel said, on the 7th of Cheshvan. Khan, however, here where he said, like Rabbi Yehuda, that was in the name of that Rabasi had said in his name, that you start already on the last day of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, that's just man, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, where there's no more Beis HaMikdash, so there's no more other Golem, so there's no problem for them how to get home, and therefore, since they already burned on their grain already, you can already start saying it on the last day of Sukkot. Now, the Gemara asks, Vanan. Now, we said this halacha that Rabbi Yechidin says, like Rabbi Yehuda, that we start saying, Mashvarech Merle Geshem on the last day of Sukkot. But the Gemara asks, however, what's regarding us? The Islon Trei Yaimi, us, that we have 2 days of Yom Tiv, where the last days of Sukkot, we have what's called Shemini Atzeres, and what we call Simchas Torah, which the eighth day is doubtful, is it the eighth day or is it the seventh day? And we have the ninth day, which maybe it's the ninth and it's really weekday, or it's really the eighth day, because we're not sure regarding Kaviyah D'Archa, when was exactly the day of the new moon, of the, which is the new month. Was it the previous month 29 days and day 30 was day 1? Or was the previous month 30 and day 1 is then day 31? So therefore, because of that, we have 2 days of the last days of Sukkot. So the Gemara asks, Hey Chavdin, what should we do? In other words, according to Behuda that he says you stop mentioning on the last day of Sukkot, now which one is the last day that you stop mentioning? Maybe the eighth day is, but maybe the ninth day is. So when do you stop mentioning it? Samar Avrav says as follows. What you do is, Maschil b'masafin. You begin on Musaf, of what we call Shemini Atzeres, which is the first of the last days, which it's doubtful, maybe it's really the seventh day, but and that is, maybe this is really the last day, but maybe it is Shemini Atzeres. And as Rabbi Yehuda's halacha was that you only start from Musaf on the last day, but u'paisik b'mincha, but then you don't say it anymore, you stop for mincha time, because really maybe it's the seventh day of Sukkot, which means to say that it's the weekday, it's part of Chol HaMoed, and it's not time yet to mention it up until the Musaf of the next day. And you also stop for Arvis v'Shachris. Regarding Ma'ariv and Shachris of the ninth day, which is doubtful, maybe it's really the eighth day, meaning Simchas Torah is the ninth day of Sukkot, which if it's ninth day, it's already beyond Sukkot, but maybe it's really the eighth day, because maybe depending on how one made the previous month, which was the day. So you don't say that then either. Now, however, then B'chayzu b'masafin, but then you go ahead and you restart it again on Musaf on the ninth day on Simchas Torah. So essentially what he's saying is that you only say it on Musaf, on both Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, but you stop after Musaf, because maybe it's really not, but we always have to start at Musaf, so you stop it, and then you start it again on the next day Musaf. Now, Amal Hu Shmuel, so Shmuel said to them, who had said this halacha over the name of Rav, he said, Puku v'amr le'le Abba, go out and tell Abba, my friend, meaning a reference to Rav, that you can't do that. Achar shesisu kodesh, after that you made the eighth day, which is Shemini Atzeres, which again is doubtful, maybe it's really the seventh day of Sukkot, that you already mentioned Gevurah Kesham, you already mentioned Mashav Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem in Musaf, like Rabbi Yehuda, which is, you're calling it Yom Tiv HaAchron, which means say that you're considering it as Yom Tiv, not Chol HaShamayid, which is the seventh day. Now, if you already made it Kodesh, so to speak, because you're designated as Shemini Atzeres, because that's when you're supposed to start Mashav Ruach, Taseh Chol, you're going to go make it now weekday, and that is, by Mincha, you're not going to say Mashav Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem anymore. So you're obviously showing, you're demonstrating that you hold that it's weekday. Because if it was Yom Tiv, then you'd continue saying it. But how could you do it? How could you make it into Yom Tiv and then make it into weekday? So therefore, Elam Shmuel, rather Shmuel argues, and he says, Maschil b'masafin u'b'mincha. You start on Shemini Atzeres on the eighth day, and you say it by Musaf and on Mincha. But u'paisik arvitz v'shachris, but then you stop, and you don't say it on Ma'irv and Shachris of the ninth, which is maybe eighth, because that's not a problem of stopping then, because that's a different day. It's not the same tefillah of the same days. And you're not going to say it then because maybe it's really the day before. Maybe it's really the eighth day, which you don't start by Ma'ariv and Shachar. You only start by Musaf. And Mechayzu Maskul Musaf, and then you restart it again on the Musaf of the ninth day, because we have to start on the Musaf of the last day. We're not sure which is the last day, so we start by, we want to start both of them, but you can't start both. So you start, stop, start, stop. It's just the Shmuel argues that you can't stop on the eighth day itself, because you already start on that day. You made a Kaddish, you have to say Mincha, but then you stop by the Ma'ariv and Shachar of the next day. And that the Gemara continues on top of Haman Aleph, but Rav Amar, he argues, he says no. He says, Kibin Shehisra, once you started already on the eighth day, which is doubtful seventh day, again, what we call Shemini Atzeres, and you already start Mashav Rochem Ayad Geshem, so Shuvay Nepozik, then you can't stop anymore, and you continue going, and you don't stop to restart again on what we call Simchas Torah. Chin Rav Sheshut, Rav Sheshut says, Kibin Shehisra, Shuvay Nepozik. Once you started, you don't stop. V'af Rav Hadaban, the Gemara actually says that Rav also retracted from this, that he said that you start and then you stop. He actually retracted and he says that no, once you start on Shemini Atzeres, you go straight through Simchas Torah and throughout the winter. The Amar of Chanan Lomar Rav, as Rav Chanan had said in the name of Rav, that Moina Esrim Echad Yom, you count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah up until, which if you count 21 days, you're going to get up until the 8th day, which is doubtfully the 7th day of Sukkot, which is what, again what we call Shemini Atzeres, just like you count from Rosh Hashanah up until Yom Kippur. What that means is that when do we count Yom Kippur, the 10th day from Rosh Hashanah? We start counting from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, not the second day. And that's how you're going to count for when we start saying Mashal Rochem Ayad Geshem, 21 days from the first day. And therefore, Umaschal, that you begin from here on, and you start already on Shemini Atzeres, which is the 8th, maybe the 7th, which is the 22nd day. And Rekivin Shehischel, Shuv in the Paisik. Once you start, you don't stop. Now, the reason why we start counting the 21 days from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, not the second, which would then, because they are doubtful, and therefore maybe you should start not on Shemini Atzeres, but rather the next day on Simchas Torah, because again, that was a question, which is the last day of Yom Tov. The reason is because really, this that we make 2 days of Yom Tov is not because of a doubt. That we're maybe not sure that maybe they made El the previous month into an extended month, into a full month of 30 days, not 29 days, because actually we are proficient in what's called Kvid Yach. We know when is the right day of Rosh Chodesh. The reason why we keep 2 days Yom Tov is because of Halacha Rashi says of Minigav Asin B'Yedenu, which was the custom they had, because in those days, when they had done it based on the sighting of witnesses and it was Bezin that made it, they didn't know all the way out in the diaspora when was it. Was it on day 30 or day 31? Therefore, out of doubt, they kept 2 days. Therefore, we also, as a custom, as a minig, we keep that too. But essentially, we know which is the right day, and therefore, we count from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, not the second day, which ends up coming out on Shemini Atzeres, not on Simchas Torah. But again, we see the primary idea that we're showing is that even Rav retracted regarding the starting and stopping. He says that once you start, Mashal Berachem Ayad Geshem, you don't stop. The halachas and halacha is, Kivin Shehischel Shuv in the Paisik. Once you start saying Mashal Berachem Ayad Geshem, then you do not stop. And you continue going, and that again is on Shemini Atzeres by the Tefillah of Musaf, which is according to the opinion of Rabbi Huda.